Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Mona. I'm okay, thank you. It's very hot. I'm a bit flustered, but can't complain. How are
Oh,
you?
goodness. I know the temperature goes up and down, just like technology. It changes, very fast. And
Yeah.
with that, you're here because you have worked for Google, the big giant, and you've got lots to share. I know that you have a international relations background, but before we start off on any of that, I just need to understand exactly how you ended up at Google. I mean, what changed your mind? What sparked your interest to really go into digital business and tech? Because they're quite different, international relations, unless you've got I don't know, a twist that we don't know about.
That's a very good question. And when I'm thinking about what the switch was, it reminds me of my second year of university. So as we discussed, I studied politics and international relations. And in my second year, we did a module called Social Media and Participatory Culture. So we learned about Google as a brand and how they connect consumers with the Google brand and other companies like Facebook. And this really sparked my interest initially into like the digital, well, sorry, the digital space the digital sphere, and more so, yeah, just how consumers are connected to brands and the community that's built. So following from that, I knew I didn't want to go into a field in politics and international relations. I was interested in it, but university definitely put me off put me off a career in that space. And so I took a year out and I was learning a language and I was figuring out what it is I wanted to do, where my interests lied. And I spoke to a lot of people around me. And it was my brothers actually that said, "Why don't you look into digital marketing? You're interested in tech and you're creative." So naturally, that's the space and the industry that they thought about. And I thought, okay, cool. I always listen to my older brothers as well. They give me a lot of wisdom and insight. So I looked into it. And my sister-in-law at the time, she was working at Google DeepMind and she was just moving on to somewhere else. So I saw that there was, in my searching a year after uni, I worked at Harvey Nichols, did retail, and I was just searching for apprenticeships. I did some interviews for a pharmaceutical company. It was in digital marketing, got to the final stage, unfortunately didn't get it. Then I applied for some other places. Came across the Google apprenticeship literally just by searching digital marketing apprenticeship. It came up. I had about 2 days to apply. I quickly did my cover letter and applied. So that was my gateway from international relations to Google and tech.
Wow, I mean that is a huge turn, but I'm quite sure it has been very rewarding. So, can you take me through the interviewing process? I mean, was it number one, intimidating just to even apply?
Yes, in many ways, I definitely battled what some might call imposter syndrome. When I first saw the application, I saw Google. I thought, oh wow, like how can I apply for Google? Even though it was an apprenticeship, I had very limited understanding of what apprenticeships were. I thought that they were just for another, not another gateway, but if you didn't want to go to university, you would go to an apprenticeship from sixth form. And seeing the name, it was quite loud, like, okay, do I have what it takes to apply for this? But ultimately, I just said, I'm just going to apply, like, do it and do it scared. So I applied and I left everything in everyone else's hands. So there was a bit of fear there, but also I knew it's an apprenticeship, it's for experience. So if I am evident about the passion that I have for this space, hopefully it will come across in my cover letter. And then if I was to get an interview, I would just take it from there.
I see. And did that mean that you had to do some research, or because you had family member already there, did she enlighten you on some of the tips, or how did you prepare for just the first part of this?
My sister-in-law, she helped me a lot. She told me about the culture at Google. And I guess what gave me some confidence was she even said she felt like I would fit the culture in terms of the type of person they're looking for, the type of person you have to be or should be. And she also just helped me with my cover letter and drove in as well, that just be passionate and be honest. At the end of the day, I'm coming from a different background, but I am genuinely interested in this field. So make sure I get that across. And yeah, like it should be fine. So she was quite confident about me. So it gave me some confidence as well.
So after the actual interview process, or let's just say the application process, did you get a call, or was there an assessment center that you had to attend?
Yeah, so after I submitted my application, it was at the deadline, and about a week or 2 weeks later, I got a call from a recruit, and I got an email from a recruiter and said that they would, can we schedule a call? So then I had my initial phone call. So this was like an assessment call with the recruiter, and then following on from that, I got moved to an interview. So that's when the interview started. So the process was quite long. It spanned from April to July for me, and across that time I had an first initial recruiter call, then I was told, then I'm sure I had another interview, and then following on from that there was like an assessment, a maths and English assessment, because the apprenticeship side, the it was with Multiverse, they were the apprenticeship provider, so they needed to know you had basic English and maths qualifications. And I had a call with one of the people from there as well to see that I was applicable for the apprenticeship, because I had quantitative research background, and it was, they had changed it from digital marketing to data technician. They wanted to make sure that I was going to learn a lot on the apprenticeship, and it wasn't that I came in with all this data experience already. So that call was to see if I was applicable. Then once they said I was, then we moved on to the Google interviews, which would be from Google senior staff.
I see. And I'd like to go back over to the testing part, because so many people get very nervous about the testing. Was it something that you felt that you needed to go back to school and look at your school books, or is it something that it was just very obvious, just basic maths?
For me personally, I was a bit nervous, not about the English side, because I loved English at school and I took it for A level.
Sure.
So, and doing politics, you have to have good English grammar. But with the math side, I was a bit nervous because I didn't like maths in secondary school. I made sure to drop it as soon as I could. So I did have to, my brother helped me a little bit. We went over like a past paper that was probably not necessary because it was very basic. It was basic level English and math. So yeah, I spoke to my brother a little bit about what he thinks I should practice with the math side of things. But when it came to the English, I had no worries. And yeah, it was pretty simple.
Okay, so it's basically maths and English.
Yeah, just maths
Yeah.
and
Okay, no scientific, studies or anything like that, because you're
English.
talking about Google.
Because
Okay.
it's digital marketing, I'm sure it probably would be different for those who did the software engineering side. They may have had more technical questions.
I see. So it's not a standard test across all apprenticeships.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. And so once you actually had you passed the finish line, was there a time for you to breathe? Because, at one point you're thinking to yourself, it took me from April to July, or let's just say you're in that process, you're thinking, when is it going to be over? When is it going to happen? So really, how long was it between the time that you actually got the notice, and then was it very steady, or did they take another 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
So when I got my, so I had on the last interview, you have a back to back, so you'll have two interviews on the same day. So I remember I had to even take the interviews, one of them at my, where I was working in Harvey Nichols, and straight after I got, not straight after, about 20 minutes later, I got an email like, oh, are you free for a call on the Monday? I was thinking, oh no, it wasn't the Monday, it was that day. Are you free for a call in the next couple of hours? And I was very nervous. I was thinking, oh, if I got it, why wouldn't you just email me at that point that I'm, congratulations. But they called me that same day and said that I had, they were very pleased with all my interviews, and so I had the apprenticeship, like I was free and I had the offer. And so straight after that, they just send you your emails. And I'm pretty sure maybe it took a week or less than a week to get the contract sent over. And that was July 21st. I definitely remember that date. And the apprenticeship doesn't start until October. So
Oh,
during that,
really?
yeah, so there's still a while. So during that process, you're also doing this form. So they're setting you up in different teams in Google. So you fill out a form to say what your interests are so that they can try their best to best align you with a team that's suited with your interests. So that was that process. And then we met our apprentice manager via email during that time as well. And yeah, so there was some communication from July to October, just preparing us for what's to come and the process and our team. And then we found out our team, I think like a couple weeks before the start date.
I see. And was there a group with you, or did you do this individually by yourself? Because sometimes some companies do it as groups because there's so many people that they're hiring at one point. Did you go as by yourself, or was it a group of you?
So there was a cohort, and I didn't have much knowledge or understanding of this at the time. I did assume there's probably 1,000 people applying for this apprenticeship, but
Wow.
I didn't know just how many people until the day we arrived. So I heard that there was, to my knowledge, if I'm accurate, 9,000 people applied, but for my cohort in my year, they accepted 41. So that was the largest at that point. Prior, I think there was a little bit less than 40 in the cohort, but for my year, there was 41
You're good luck.
across digital marketing and software engineering.
You're definitely good luck. Oh wow,
Yeah.
that's a milestone. But I don't know for sure if we actually covered. Was there any type of problem solving test or anything like that, or was it all written? Was it any of it verbal that you had to go through the interview process?
Not in terms of testing. I guess in a way, all the interviews are kind of a test, right? Like the scenarios that they ask you are a test of how you think, how you come up with solutions, and how you strategize. But the only thing that I would regard as like an assessment and a test was just the maths and English. So some problem solving in the maths and a little bit of problem solving in the English, but I'd say it was like GCSE level.
Okay, so pretty much there were three interviews back to back, and basically it's about the knowledge that you had around the digital area within that work stream that you were going in.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. And once you got past the finish line, how was that? I mean, it's one thing to want a job so badly because it's so far-fetched of getting, 9,000 to 41 is a huge, huge leap, making you very special and very lucky. But then you just want to just relax and, just pinch yourself. So once you went in, how was it? I mean, what was your first week like?
Oh wow, my first week. So, because I also just really was desperate to leave where I was at the time, and I was just ready to be somewhere where I was learning and experiencing something completely different. It was very exciting. I was very excited, a little bit nervous, and I remember just putting a lot of pressure on myself. And my brother said something that sticks with me: just be a sponge. And I kept
Oh.
the way throughout, he just said, be a sponge, soak up everything. You're around amazing people, fantastic minds. Don't be scared, don't be nervous. For you to even be in that space, you see yourself as fantastic too. So that was the approach and the attitude that I had going in. And the first week definitely blew my mind. I had seen, like, I remember in year nine in economics or business studies, we learned about Google as well, and they would show us the buildings and like, oh, Google has the best buildings in the world. And you saw the New York office or one of the offices in America that has like a big slide. So I didn't know what I was expecting building wise when we were going in, but it matches up to its reputation in terms of being quite quirky. And the first week was quite gentle. I met my manager, I met some of my team. You have your cohort, the apprentices, and then you meet your buddy. You have a buddy who's in your team. And yeah, it was just met some of the apprentices in the cohort above. It was a lot of training, just like learning about Google in general and culture, a lot of advice, a lot of tips, resources, Google language, that was another thing. And yeah, so the first week it was nice. Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, you mentioned Google language because honestly, when I first heard the name Google, I'm thinking, who names their company Google? So, I'd love to hear what you have to say about that, because does it mean something, by the way?
For me, what I have to say, it's interesting you say that because I had never thought about it prior. I think Google's just something that's embedded for everyone. Like if you have a phone, you most likely have Google and know about it. So before I didn't see it as what it is now. I just saw it as a search engine. Whereas I think being in the company has showed me that Google as a brand, it embodies a lot of different narratives. Like there's a key thing they say called googliness, which refers to how you are as a person. So googliness is like you're quiet, you're kind, you're outgoing, you walk into an elevator and you say hi to the next person, you're willing to give a helping hand, you're always looking out for those that are around you. Like I'd say Google is definitely more than just a search engine. It is a culture for a lot of people. So
Yeah, and when speaking of culture, I'm thinking that people play all the time. At least that's what you see in some of the movies. So, how did you incorporate that seriousness with the actual lax timing? I mean, was there a balance in Google far as the culture went?
yeah, I would say there's quite a big balance. And I'm conscious that as an apprentice, you have a different experience probably to full-time employees, because you're also doing your apprentice work, but you get to see and you're integrated with your teams. So seeing how they work gives a lot of insight as well on the balance. Because you have a lot of, can I say, like comfort around you in a little
Yeah,
bit.
okay.
Like the building, for instance, and certain access to resources that you might not see elsewhere. It was for an apprentice, and for myself, I could say it was difficult because it's like, oh, like this is here, and this reminds me of something where I just want to be comfortable and relax. Whereas I have my laptop, which grounds you and it takes you back to having to work. So you learn the balance. For me, I had to learn the balance, and at times, potentially difficult, but what reigns you is knowing that you're here for a certain period of time. So it's like you want to make the most out of it. So, and yeah, so yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, it sounds like a really nice place to be. And it sounds like something that you can actually learn from. So can you give me a couple of walkaways of what you did learn very special that you'll carry on to every place that you'll be working at in the future?
That's a very good question. I would still take on the notion of being a sponge. I think it applies wherever you go. Be a sponge in a sense where you soak up everything that's good, not soak up everything that's bad.
Yeah.
You see someone that you're inspired by, don't be afraid to reach out to them. Google definitely showed me the power and the importance of networking. I'd heard about it beforehand, and I've heard people say, oh, your network is your net worth, but it's something they really push for the apprentices as well. Don't be afraid, don't be shy. People are willing to help, people are willing to speak to you, and coffee chats is like a big thing in the culture as well. Message someone, ask for a coffee chat, like, be respectful of their time, but also acknowledge that they're there and they're willing to help. And if you have questions, so I'll take that wherever I go, that people are willing to help, people are open. Don't be afraid, don't be shy, and to just be bold and confident. So yeah.
Yeah, well, that sounds nice because honestly, not enough people are bold and confident, and those coffee chats do make a difference because they're relaxed and they're laid back, and it allows people to really reach out to really wanting to help you. With that said, I'd like to circle back to, you started off as wanting to go into international relations. Do you think that any of this will circle back to that point?
Funnily enough, and I made like a joke because the team I got put into was brand and reputation marketing, and one of the first projects I did was on the EU parliamentary elections, and I just had to laugh to myself because it was like I ran away six, I came to tech only to be placed right bang in the middle of politics again. So I think based on my experience at Google, I'm not opposed to still being involved in international relations. It's still an interest of mine. And actually, because Google's a global company and a lot of the projects I worked in, it would be EMEA, so we were a regional team. That interaction with other local teams in different countries like France or Greece or other countries in Europe or sub-Saharan Africa showed me that I'm still definitely interested in the connections across the globe and yeah, the communities that are built from one place and how the internet connects it. So you feel close to someone who is on the other side of the world as you. So that side of things, I'm definitely still interested in.
Well, you know, one thing that's really good about that is that tech stretches across all, all work streams, no matter what you want to do. So I'm sure, just the connections along that you've had during the many coffee chats that you've had may come in handy at some time or another. I'd like to go on and ask you a little bit more about, some of the connections that you still have at Google, from the coffee chats. Do you have lifetime friends that you've made over at Google?
Lifetime friends, I think that, yeah, I'd say the apprenticeship cohort, a lot of them were very close, a lot of us were very close and still connected. And in terms of the connections I've made, I joined one of our employee resource groups called the Black Google Network. They have loads of employee resource groups, and that made me well, very well connected. Like, I'm still close and speak to a lot of the people in that group. And outside of that, just within my team, I had a mentor whilst at Google, and he's been very, very helpful in helping shape my career and or shape my career goals and the way that I think and the way that I apply myself. So we still meet and speak on a frequent basis, even after leaving. So yeah, I definitely think I've made lifelong connections. And there's this attitude that even though you're not in the building, you can always come back. Like, whether it be to have coffee, whether it be to speak, these are people who have extended their hand to help, and their hand is still there. So yeah.
Wow, that's really, you don't get that often for many companies. So that's awesome. In closing, I'd like to go through really what some of the people might assume is that once you are an apprentice, that's sort of like a pipeline through the top. So I'd like you to go on and explain, is it a pipeline or is it something, where is it? It's just a learning entry way to learn about Google and possibly go through, different avenues to enter into the workforce.
Yes, it's definitely that, and they make it pretty clear even in the interview stage, so there's no confusion. Because I had limited understanding of apprenticeships prior, I didn't really know how it worked. Like, I knew it was something you did maybe instead of uni, but I didn't know if you would stay at the company you did the apprenticeship at. So it was good knowledge for them to express that. It was more of a learning experience and for you to just get work experience as well. So not only are you learning about Google, but for a lot of people who were coming straight from sixth form, it would have been their first experience working in any corporate environment. So yeah, they make it clear it's not a pipeline. If there are entry-level opportunities available, they do urge you to apply, but it's more of just the 15 months is to grow you, to give you lots of work experience, to give you real-life corporate experience, and yeah, and it just helps you on your career journey, whether that be at Google or outside.
Well, thank you for that, Rebecca, because that clarifies, everyone's expectations as to, once they're an apprentice, hey, I'm going to be the CEO next, or whatever the case may be. I mean, there's always that possibility. You never know about what's open and what's in store in someone's path. I'm going to thank you for your time and all the great knowledge and the process in which you've actually explained from, just your first interest to going through the application, the interview process. And going through, I guess it would call it the best fit type of thing when you find the team that you'll be speaking or be working with. But I wanted to ask you a question in closing. You mentioned something about the language of Google, and you mentioned, what's your Googliness. So I'd like to ask you if Google were to do an avatar on you, how would they describe you as a Google emoji?
As a Google emoji. That's funny because we did have Bitmojis of ourselves about where we sat above our heads. So I created that one. So if Google was to create it, given the experience I had, I think my my Bitmoji or my avatar would be running. I think running and with its arms stretched out, because it's reflective of the experience that I tried to have. I was not shy to ask for opportunities. I was not shy to run towards different projects and experience different things in different teams. So my avatar would definitely be sprinting with its arms stretched out, accepting and happy and open to have opportunities fall in my lap, but, running towards them. So,
Oh, that's
yeah.
that. You know what? I have to say that I concur with that emoji. I would actually identify with that with you. That you have a very, 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 let's just say, eager to learn persona and demeanor. With that said, I'd like to give a shout out to your corporate big sis and brand marketing. Can you explain why that is so special to you?
Yes, I think brand marketing, because it showed me the career trajectory that I'm trying to go down and the interest that I have moving forward within just brand awareness and how you market a brand and how brands connect with consumers. And also from your corporate big sis, because it was a Google sponsored event that I was able to host there. And I'm taking it on forward and hopefully into other companies outside. And I'm just very grateful for the BGN who supported that and also sponsored, and for all the people at Google who were like mentors, big sisters, who opened the door, not just for me, but allowed me to open the door for other young black women to see the space and learn and be inspired by like a dynamic panelist, and also receive mentorship from women at Google. So yeah, that's my shout
Oh
out.
my goodness. Well, you know when I have to watch the space. And thank you again, Rebecca Akinwutu. You are a fabulous queen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, get recording off.